Hi everyone, and welcome to another one of our calls. And today we'll be discussing Nedbank. We're doing a type of a pre-results look at it. Just looking at what they had in their pre-close operational update, and then just giving some of our thoughts as well. Looking at the overall environment, we've seen consumer taking some strain with high inflation and also the rising interest rates. Most banks are expecting improvement, however, in the second half of the year, as inflation has already started going a bit lower. However, on the interest rate side, we expect mainly interest rate cuts in the market, and if that were to come through, then we can see also some improvement on that side, hopefully helping the consumer in the last quarter of the financial year. On a valuation front, it depends on the period that you're looking at for Nedbank. So over a 10-year period, looking at a price to earnings multiple, it is below its averages. However, if you look at a 5-year period, which would have included the decreases in PEs which we've seen in COVID, then it's close to an average for the past 5 years. However, trading at a dividend yield of 9%. And we could still see some improvement further in this pricing multiples if we see further improvements in SA Inc. So we've seen in our view quite a favorable outcome for the elections, and but it all depends on how it plays out and what they implement and what happens on that front. And we have other levers such as, let's say, the removal of grey listing, which could further help. The reduction in load shedding, improvement in our infrastructure such as the railroads and also at the ports. All of these could play favorably to a SA Inc. type of companies and their multiples, which also includes Nedbank. We currently have a buy recommendation on Nedbank. However, it did perform quite well, reducing somewhat some of the upside to our intrinsic value. But for the moment being, we still see some slight earnings growth, and combined with a potential for the price to earnings multiple to further expand a bit. What would change our mind is if the share price is at a level where it's no longer cheap. So if this does play out on the PE multiple expanding, and then also if the credit quality deteriorates even further, as we are expecting currently improvement in the second half of this financial year.